98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
We're excited about the day because this will be our Father's Day message. As we celebrate our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge also our earthly Father. Let us pray. Father, we come before you present with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day and the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now bring on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit and news, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name for sake we pray. Amen. Our mission statement. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is called to be a caring community of Christians committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bible with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord on this Father's Day taken from the book of Job, the first chapter, and verses 1 through 3. Job chapter verses 1 through 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the earth. Amen. I want to use for a topic this morning from these scripture verses, a personal letter to the fathers. A personal letter to the fathers. As I thought about this message, I began to compose this letter. I asked God, what should I say? Because God is our Heavenly Father. Because if God is our Heavenly Father, He is the one who shall guide and direct and empower us into His Word for such a time as this. And because of that, there's no one else who better knows the foundation of fathers but God. So this letter, my brothers and sisters, is personal. It's personal to me. God allowed us to have fathers. And I have the opportunity of seeing my father for some 70 years. I watched him work. I watched him pray. I watched him provide for his family. I saw my father in good times. I saw my father in bad times. I saw him laugh, and I also saw him cry. And my father, my brothers and sisters, shared with me to respect all men, regardless of who they are. Don't ever disrespect your fellow man. And I can't today speak to my father. I can only.
What happened?
Remember his life. But one day, my brothers and sisters.
Why is it pausing?
Through God's holy and divine word, that I will see him again. And for that reason, this letter. When you think about being a good father, we can see within the biblical records all the men who led their families into the presence of God. Men like Adam and Noah and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and many others. While all of these stories of these men that we talk about, these good fathers, while all of these stories of these men are inspiring, all of these men had their successes in life as well as their failures. And because of that, we are reminded of one man who is deserving of being mentioned as an example for fathers. And the man that I'm talking about is Job. For Job's name in the Hebrew means oppressed. And oppressed means one who is subject to harsh and authoritative authoritarian treatment. In the text, we see why Job is worthy to be man's example. As we investigate his life this morning, he was a man who left us a path to admire and follow. Despite the difficulties and trials that he faced within his own life. In Job, in that first chapter, in verses 1 through about 5, it tells us there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that eschewed or feared God and eschewed evil. We want to look at, first of all, this man in a particular way. For example number one of a father is that Job, according to scripture, was perfect. Job was complete. He was pious. The Hebrew word for pious is aton, meaning he had a complete respect for God and obedience to God's command. And that's saying a mouthful, because even from the very beginning, God created Adam, made Adam in his image, and yet he did not do what God called him to do in being obedient to God's command. We are told also that God said that he was blameless. And blameless is an adjective, which is descriptive of a man or a person or his attributes. Or something characteristic of the person. And when it tells that Job was blameless. And blameless, my brothers and sisters, is where we get the English word perfect. This man was called perfect. Although Job's name means oppressed, Job had a form of sinless perfection. He walked according to God's laws and ordinances, and he lived a life that pleased our Heavenly Father. So my brothers and sisters lived a life in such a way that he avoided idolatry. And God acknowledged the worth in the men because of his faithfulness in staying away from the things that would separate man from him. Idolatry is certainly one thing that bothers God because it elevates whatever we are worshiping over God. So Job was a man who avoided idolatry. And God saw that in him as being a work, a perfection, something so profound that God mentioned him in such a way. As fathers today, we must also understand who God is. Let me repeat it. As fathers today, we must also understand who God is. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, like Job, God presents in us and represent in us the source of life, and how each and every one of us got here, and how we are to embrace the things of God and not the things of the world. As fathers today, we need to know that God is infinite. He has infinite wisdom, and how God knew us before we even knew ourselves, that is powerful. As fathers, we need to understand that God is the Alpha as well as the Omega. He is the first as well as the last. He is the beginning as well as the end. We need to know all of these things because we need to be able to teach our children who God is within each and every one of our lives, and that makes it personal. Father, example number two. God called Job upright. For Job was a man of integrity. He was a man of integrity. He had morals. And integrity is the quality of being honest. Let me repeat it. Integrity is the quality of being honest. Job was a man who had strong principle. A man who was able to endure. And this quality pleased God in spite of all of the things in this world that can get each and every one of us sidetracked. Job was a man of integrity, and he was honest. And God saw this quality in the man. And I began to think about the steps of a good man. Are the steps of a good father in each and every one of our lives. The step of a good man, a man with integrity, a man with character, is honored by God. How could you say that? Because God did something in man so unique and so profound that it creates something within us that emulates him. We were born with a nature to gravitate towards him in such a profound way that it allows us to worship and praise him in spirit as well as in truth, in the sincerity of our heart, our commitment, and our dedication to him. That's what God has done for us. And he imputed, or he gave, or he placed, or he delivered that within this man called Job. And the same thing he placed in Job, he placed in each and every one of us. God has an all-seeing eye. And he is aware of all of our actions in this life, so we can't hide anything from our maker and our creator. He is omnipresent. So he understood not only the nature of Job, but he also understood the characteristics of Job. As he also understands the characteristics of each and every one of us in this life.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship.